the end of Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, before Simchas Torah, and a dominant theme, really, of Sukkot is Mayim. Although the Tefillah of Geshem, specifically, we're going to be davening on Shmini Atzeres, but Mayim is present throughout all of Sukkot. B'chag, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says, B'chag nidonim ala Mayim. And that's the Ran says that the way that we know, how do we know that B'chag nidonim ala Mayim, is because of the fact that Nisuch HaMayim, because of the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, the connection to Mayim, so therefore we know it's Mayim is taking a center stage because of the fact that Nidonim ala Mayim. That's what the Ran says here on that Mishnah. We know the Gemara in Sukkah says, the Flamidalid, that we find some changes in two of the days. On the second day it says Nischeyem, and on the sixth day it says Nisachel. On the seventh days a change is Kemishpatam, and the three letters that are changed from the repeat, while right, the laning through Kriyas HaTorah throughout Sukkot repeats itself all the time, these three minor changes, these three letters that are changed, end up forming Mayim, right? The Mem, the Yud, this Kehem, the Mem is extra, Nisachah, the Yud, and Kemishpatam, instead of Kemishpat, the extra, the Mem there, the Mem, Yud, and the Mem, Mikan Remez, Lenisuch HaMayim Minatorah, and all of the Arba Minim that are dependent on Mayim. So Mayim has a very a central place. Throughout the Tefillos that we're going to say tomorrow morning for Hoshana Rabbah, you find Mayim also has a central place. It appears a lot in the extra of the Tefillos for Hoshana Rabbah. And Hoshana Rabbah itself, that he mentioned specifically regarding that, Hoshana Rabbah is a very unique kind of a day where it has a hidden kind of Yom HaDin aspect to it. On one end, it's part of Sukkot. It's the last day of regular Sukkot. But at that same time, there's some kind of, the Shliach Tzibur puts on the kittel, and you feel like we're back in Yom Kippur, we're back in Rosh Hashanah mode a little bit tomorrow morning during davening. Where is this idea from? Where is the Yom HaDin aspect from on Hoshana Rabbah? Anybody? What comes to mind? So even if you don't know the source specifically, even if you haven't seen the source inside, I haven't seen it inside the Sefer itself because it's a Zohar. We don't usually learn a Seder in Zohar. But this idea is well known. Everybody knows that there's a Nister idea of Yom HaDin aspect to Hoshana Rabbah. The line specifically in the Zohar is B'yom HaShviyah D'Chag, on the seventh day of Chag, who siyuma de dina de alma, the end of the din of the world. You know, they, Sukkot is a universal holiday, connects to the world a lot. Uptakim, what do you say, right? Hoshana Rabbah, what's the wish that we wish? The Jews wish each other on Hoshana Rabbah. Anybody know? What? A good kvittel. Good kvittel. What's a kvittel? A note. How do you say that? So how would you say a good kvittel is Yiddish and a good kvittel is English? And how would you say it in Hebrew? You know now that you're here in Eretz Yisrael? Pitkatova. Right. Petektov in Hebrew. Pitkatova. Right, we are make. Petektov. What's this petek? So the Zohar continues that the seventh day of Chag is the siyum of the Dina Alma. Uptokim nafkin mi be malko. Takim, notes, leave the Melech. V'gvurin mit'arin u'mistaymen b'hai yoma. Gvurin, gvuros, gvura is connected to din. Mit'ororot, awaken, u'mistaymot, and finish b'yom hazeh. So, the gvurin mit'arin u'mistaymen, they mit'ororot, and they finish on this day. So this is this people, this is what's always traditionally, this is the source that's quoted. If you ask a Jew, what is the source of the Yom HaDin aspect of Hoshana Rabbah, people will say it's a mystical idea, it's based on the Zohar, this Zohar that we just learned together, that the end of the process, the seventh day of Chag, is the end of the process of Din. And Ketakim notes come out, Ketakim leave from the Melech, Malchei Amlachim, that are establishing what our din is, so we wish each other a good petak, a good note, the end of it. So that's the what's generally mekubal. But the truth is that you can find a much more nigla source, because we just mentioned the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that Bechag Nidonim Alamayim. Bechag Nidonim Alamayim. What is when on Chag Nidonim Alamayim? When is the moment of din for Mayim on the Chag? What is Chag? L'choro, all of Sukkot is Chag. We don't know exactly when the time of din is for the Mayim on Chag. So Yotzeim Ken, if we look at Chag, just Chag in, as much as we know, it's all of Chag. It's that all when it, we don't know the exact moment of Rosh. We don't know the exact moment of the din of Rosh Hashanah. Right? Agav, what's the difference between the din of Rosh Hashanah and the din of Chag or Nidonim al Atvua and Pesach? That's a separate point. I'm not going to mention now. But for anyone who's curious, the Ran here in the same place talks about that question as well. Makes a chiluk between Klal and Prat. He says that when we say that Nidonim al Amayim b'Chag means for the whole world. So when is it on Rosh Hashanah? We don't know exactly which moment it is. And therefore, we have all kinds of, I'm in Hagen, I'm trying not to sleep. Trying, and sometimes falling asleep because sleep overtakes you, okay? But trying, everybody knows about the idea of trying not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. Where did that come from? Because it's Yom HaDin. What moment exactly is the din? We don't know. So Sukkot also is Nidonim Alamayim. When exactly is the moment? We don't know. So Lefiza, Hoshan Rav is the end of Chag. So it's Prinas Ni'ilu. This is the end of the time of the din of Nidonim Alamayim of Chag. So that's it. You're hitting the end of time. You go into, everybody feels a sense of more intense, right? The end of Yom Kippur. This Ni'ilu, something intense there. So that is on a nigla level, the source for this Yom HaDin ambiance, feel that Hoshana Rabbah has to it, the end of the din of Nidonim B'mayim Alachav. And in addition to that, just to notice when we talk, to notice how central Mayim, you know, we grow up, we live in times, especially we who grew up in Chutz Laretz, we're not sensitive to this idea of needing Mayim. Of needing Mayim. Because whenever you need water, you turn on the faucet. Right? But to seem like the tefillah, to note, the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was a Kohen Gadol when he would leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This tefillah was Yiratzum Afanecha Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avosenu Shetehei Shana Zu Abo Aleinu V'Kol Amcha Beis Yisrael V'Kol Makom Shehem. It should be Geshuma. The Yiratzum of the Kohen Gadol leaving the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur is that the year should be Geshuma. There should be Geshem. Don't let the people, the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol, don't let the people who are traveling and they're on the way and they're going to be annoyed by the rain and they don't want rain, don't let that distract you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and pull you away from giving us Geshem. So what a central place Geshem has at this time, Bichlal, Okay? And at this time of the year, after Yom Kippur, going into Sukkot, Nidonim Chag Al Hamayim, Nisuch Hamayim, everything is filled with water. Having said that, we're going into a time of specifically davening for Geshem. Tfilas Geshem, Mashmini Atzeres, and soon we start, right? Soon we start mentioning Geshem and Shmona Esrei. We mention it, and then soon we already start asking for it here in Eretz Yisrael, not waiting for December 4th, but asking for it. But already, right away, we start Mazkir and mentioning it. So what? So in the 20 minutes, I guess, approximately. Let's see, in the time that we have now, let's see some other sources, insights specifically regarding tefillah for Geshem. The Mishnah in Brachos tells us, as we said, we start mentioning rain already now, Maskir and Geshamim already now, from Mashi Baruch Merda Geshem, from Shmini Atzeres. Maskir and Gvuras Geshamim, B'tchiyas HaMeisim. Mashi Baruch Umor Degashem. Again, that's Mazkir. We mention it. That's not the ask for the Geshem. If anyone needs a sheet, everyone has a sheet. Mazkir and Gvuras Geshamim B'tchiyas HaMeisim. V'sho'alim HaGeshamim, then already from Zayin Cheshvan here in Eretz Yisrael, December 4th in Chutz Laaretz. That's Shoalim Geshamim B'Birchas Hashanim. So we mention rain, Mashi Baruch, Umar Dagoshim, and then we ask for rain, the same Talamot Elivracha in Birchas Hashanim from Zayin Cheshvan. So two things we see from here. First of all, two things that should catch our ear. Catch our eye in this Mishnah. What do you say? What do you guys say? What stands out that you should be like when hearing those words, Maskir and Gvuras Kshamim B'tchias Amazim V'sho'alim HaKshamim B'birchas Hashanim. What do you think? Like what words they're saying? What's going on there exactly? Two words. Let's start with one word. One word that stands out. That's what you'd say. What? One word. Throw out one word that when you read Maskirin Gvuras Kshamim Tchias Amesim Shalom Kshamim Vivas Shonim, one word that you feel is somewhat of a question mark. Why is this word being used? Anything's legitimate. I'm looking for one, but anything legitimate in your brain, I'm just curious what comes to mind. This is just out of curiosity. Gvuras, that was the one that I was looking for. Thank you. So Gvuras, like Gvuras Geshem. So let's say like we just mention rain. It gets this, right? It gets this intro of Gvuras Geshem. Maskirin Gvuras Geshem Metchias Amesim Mishalom Geshem Vivas Geshem. That's one thing that we have to try to understand. Why is the Gvuras Geshem? The second is a second word that may stand out is Shoalim. Why Shoalim? What is Shoalim? Stam She'ela is asking for Geshem. As you see, for Ledugma, there's a difference between a She'ela and a Bakasha. Ma She'ela Seich V'Nasen Lach U'ma Bakasha Seich, or later on in the Megillah, Nafshi b'shelasi, right? The answer of Esther is what I want is Nafshi b'shelasi ve Ami b'vakashasi. There's a difference between a she'ela and a bakasha. Rav Moshe Shapiro explained that the difference is bakasha is something specific, the specific thing that you want. Shoel is you're asking to get a response. She'ela, that you want to get some kind of a response back. But Gosha is a specific thing that you have in mind. So, rain is the rain is referred to as when we're talking about asking Hashem for rain, shoa limhaksham. So let's try to understand this idea a little bit more clearly. And this is a very taking us to a very very central fundamental point, really a fundamental point in tefillah. And this is really from everything that we mentioned, that's the main point that I wanted to mention tonight. It was something that I heard a number of times from Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. And when Rav Moshe Shapiro repeated things, it was because they were fundamental ideas. This is really at the core of tefillah, the essence of tefillah. We're right now on Sunday, right, leading up to the big Shabbos Bereishis. So let's go back to basics, going back to Bereishis. Because this is where the headquarters of tefillah is. Eilet, although Hashemayim va'oretz b'hibaram, Perek Beis of Bereishis. B'yom asot Hashem Elokim eretz v'shamayim. And what happened here when we have this recap of creation? Eilet toldos shamayim v'aretz v'baram. What was the situation then? Pasukei kol siach hasode terem yeh ba'aretz. V'kol esev hasode terem yitzmach. The plants, vegetation was not growing yet. Why? Kilo hintir Hashem Elokim ala oretz, because Hashem did not bring rain. Va'odom ayin la'avod es ha'adama. There was no man to work the ground, explains Rashi. We're just learning a couple of Pesukim, Chumash, and Rashi now to understand a super fundamental point in tefillah. Rashi v'chol esev asod terem yitzmach. The plants did not start growing yet. Adayin lo tzamach, they didn't grow. Uvashlishi shakosu vatotzei ha'oretz. When it says that on yom shlishi, that vatotzei ha'oretz, the vegetation, what was going on, says Rashi, al petach hakarka omdu ad yom shishi. So they were created, but underground. They were created in potential, but they were all beneath the surface. They didn't start growing yet. The hilo, like the seeds, whatever. I don't know, right? Whatever. The basic form was there, but didn't sprout. We didn't see anything yet. Adayin lo tzamach, it didn't grow. Why? Because it needs rain. Ki lo himtir, it didn't rain. Uma ta'am lo himtir, says Rashi. Why didn't it rain yet? Lefisha odom ayin la'avodes ha'adom. Continuing there in the pasuk, right? The pasuk says, ki lo himtir Hashem Elokim ala oretz va'odom ayin la'avodes ha'adom. Rashi's explaining this is not just a series of separate facts, but this is the why. Why didn't it rain? Not just it didn't rain, and there was no man, but it didn't rain because there was no man. Lafisha Adam Ayin La Avodas Adama, there was no man to work the land. Ve'ein Maki B'tovasam Shalak Shamim, yet there was no being who would recognize the worth, the goodness of Geshem. Ukeshaba Adam V'yadashem Tzorech La'olam. Then when man was created on the sixth day, and he recognized the need, recognized the bracha, the tov of Geshem, he davened for the Geshem. He said, "We need rain. The world needs rain. I need rain." And then tzamchu ha'ilanot ve'atshayim, and then all of the trees, all of the vegetation blossomed. But man doesn't exist yet. There's no man yet. So nothing is growing. And then continuing to Pasuk Vav, Ve'ed yale min ha'oretz v'hishka et kol pnei ha'adama. At this point again, before man is created, for the creation of man, a cloud rose and watered the Pnei Ha'adama. And then in Pasuk Zayin, man is created. Vayitza Hashem Elokim Esa Odom Ofer Min Ha'adama. Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chayim Vayi Adam Unefesh Chayim. Says Rashi, Ve'ed Ya'aleh, a cloud filled with water rose, and then it rained. We just said it's not going to rain because there is no man. L'inyan briyoso shel Adam, for the creation of man, he'ela es ha'tahom v'yishkah ananim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought rain. L'shrot ha'afar, to water the ground. V'nivra Adam, and man was created. Ki gaval zeh, just like someone kneading dough. He has dough in the pot. He's going to start kneading the dough to form the chalas? No. Pours in water. Ki gaval zeh, shenotein mayim, va'achar kach lash esayisa, and then he kneads the dough after he adds the water. Afkan, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the same. Vishka, he had dry ground, and he can't form man yet. He poured in the water to have this mixture of the earth, the dry earth, together with the water to create man. Offer min ha'adama, says Rashi, savar afaro mikol. Where was this earth from? Two perushim of Rashi. This earth, where the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man from, the earth and water, is from two places. Two explanations. Pshat one, Tzavar Afro Mikol Ha'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu collected earth from around Arba Ruchos, four directions of the world. Why? Shekom Makom Shiyamut Sham Tehe Kol Totol Kvura. Man is created from the ground, he's going to go back to the ground after 120 years, and so that every place in the earth will receive, will absorb, will take in man for kvura. Hashem, for his creation of man, took earth from all over the world. Dover Acher, and for us now, where we are especially, this is like a Dover Acher of, like you hear, I think it's like a Dover Acher is taking it to the next level. And on a deeper level, Natal Afaro Mimakom Shenemar Mizbeach Adoma Taseli. Where was the earth from to create Adam HaRishon? From that place on the hill that we're looking out of the windows here on Tahara Bayis. The Makom of the Mizbeach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took earth from the Makom that the Mizbeach will be built and added from the, after the water came, molded man to create man. Amar halavai tiyeh lo kapora v'yuchal la'amod. As the Eichel HaRach, as we are all familiar with the term, Adam mimakom kapora so nivra. Man is created from his place of kapora. He's created from the makom of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach, that afterwards, once there is going to be a man, so the nature of man is that he makes mistakes, and he's going to need kapora and to be able to continue to exist. So he's created from that place where he'll be able to continue to exist through kapara from the makom ha-mizbeach. Yotzei lanu im ken, what we have from here. And as I said, a super fundamental insight into the essence of tefillah on both sides. Before Adam Rishon was created and after he's created. Yotzei from this, again, I've many times heard Rav Moshe Shapiro say this, and he felt that when he was saying it, it was giving over in the between the lines. Listen carefully, this is such a fundamental point. Man is created from something, the earth that he's created from something which normally doesn't come. The earth and the water here, right? It's created from the earth and the water. Man is created from my pitkatov. Man is created from something which, once man is created, only comes to the world through man's tefillah. Because water, the ingredient that's needed, right? The ingredient that's needed for the creation of man, not just the flour, you need the water to be able to knead the dough to mix it. For the creation of man, besides the Adam, you need the water. The water, normally, it didn't rain yet, because earlier in the week, because there was no man yet to recognize the Tovas HaGshamim and make the ask, the Sheila. We need it. So, there's no need, there's no one asking for it, so it's not going to come to the world. There's one exception in history. For the creation of man himself. For the creation of man, Hashem brings rain, even though there wasn't a man yet to ask for rain, to create man. So man is created from something. The water that's there is then a basic ingredient in the creation of man, created from something which from that point and on, from the creation of man, only comes to the world through tefillah. So you'll say that man has in his kishkas, in the basic, in the core of who we are, in the DNA of who we are, we're created from tefillah. We're created from something that only, from man's creation on, only comes to the world through tefillah. Through there being a man that recognizes the need and says, Hashem, we need water. Please bring water. That is what man is created from. And where is the ground that he's created from? The other side of tefillah. Right? That was the water side. And the Adamah side is, man is created from which place? The place that allows him to continue to exist after he messes up. After he shouldn't have a continued existence because he was chote, he's not living up to the mission statement, but he's created from the makom ha-mizbeach that brings him kapar, that allows him to continue to exist even though he messed up. Mi makom kaparas onivra, from the mizbeach. And tefillah keneged. Tzmidim tiknum, the Gemara in Bracha says. Tefillah is keneged, the karbonos. Tefillah is in place of the karbonos. And tefillah is then allowing us to continue to exist. The makom ha-mizbeach. The Makom HaMizbeach, especially again in this spot, so close to the Makom of the Mizbeach, Makom HaMikdash, can't not mention the words of the Rambam, but we should all know very well. Regarding this place that we just mentioned, HaMizbeach, Mekomo Mechuvan Biyoter. The Mizbeach was in a very specific, exact place. Right? You guys all know this Rambam. Ve'ein Mishani Notomi Mekomo La'olam. We never change it. Shnemar v'zeh mizbeach le'olah li'Yisrael v'pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Uv'mikdash ne'ekad Yitzchak Avinu shnemar v'lech l'cho al eretz ha'moria v'nemar v'yiven Shlomo es habayis b'har ha'moria u'misora b'yad ha'kol. Everybody knows sh'amokom shabana bo David v'shlomo mizbeach b'goren ha'ravna hu ha'mokom, that place that David HaMelech and then Shlomo HaMelech built the Mizbeach by the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, that became the place of the Mizbeach afterwards in the Beis HaMikdash, and when the David built it beforehand in Goren Aravna, Hu HaMakom Shabonabo Avram HaMizbeach V'akar Alav Yitzchok. So it's the place of the Mizbeach was the place of the Mizbeach of David, of Shlomo, of the place of the Akedah, of Yitzchak Avinu, v'hu ha-makom shebana bo noach kishiyotza min ha-teva, v'hu ha-mizbeach sheikriv alav kain ve'eva, u'bo hikriv Adam harishon kishenivra korban. That's where Adam harishon, after he was created, brought a korban. U'misham, you see the Ram? U'misham nivra. Adam HaRishon was created from there. Like we just saw the words in Rashi. From that place. Amru Chachovim, as we mentioned, Adam Mimakom Kaparoso Nivra. This is where man is created from. So everything in the world of nature exists, you can say, almost on automatic pilot. The sun rises, the sun sets. the stars exist as they exist, and the entire world of nature exists as it exists. But there's one thing in the world of nature that is not set. It's not exact. Kshamu. And that's how the Gra explains the Lashon that I mentioned before, Gvuras. Why Gvuras Kshamu? Maskirin Gvuras Kshamu. Why does Geshem specifically take on this special status, this title of Gvura? So the Gra explains on the other side of the Shiva, Lekach, Amru Rabosenu Zichronom Levracha, Maskirin Gvuras Kshamim B'tchias HaMesim. You can take a glance to the source right before you, in Taina, Stav Zayin, you see a couple of very powerful statements about Geshem. Amru Rabbevo, Gadol Yom HaKshamim B'tchias HaMesim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Gol Yom Hakshem Kiyom Shenitna BaTorah." Rava says it's even greater than the Yom Shenitna BaTorah. Rabbi Chanina says, "Gol Yom Hakshem Kiyom Shenivru Shemayim VaOretz." So the Gra says, "Maskir and Gvuras Hakshem B'Tchias Amesim VaAmru Mitoch Sheish Shkula K'Tchias Amesim LaFikach Kavau B'Tchias Amesim VeAnyan Ki Geshamim Einon Al Pi HaTeva Klal." Ki kol advarim shaba olam omrim ha-philosophim shehu al-pi teva. The philosophers explain that it's the world of nature. Everything is according to nature. Af zrichat ha-shemesh v'shkiyata aval al-akshamim modim she'en on al-pi teva klal. Kasha anu ro'im shepa'amim lo yered klal u'pa'amim yered b'chol yom v'yom. V'lekhein nikra gvuras kshamim. Shebezeh nikar gvuras Hashem yoter mikol hadvarim. Vezeh she'amru mitok she'ishkula v'chuli b'gam kigam b'tchiyas ha-meisim modim kulam shehu eino al-pi teva. She'al-pi teva lo yitachen she'yei ha-adam anirkav mizman rab lachzor v'lachiyot v'lachen kavu b'tchiyas ha-meisim. Tchiyas ha-meisim is not normal. And Geshem also is not normal in the sense of predictable on a set path. Gvuras Kshamim. You see, the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's easier. It's possible to deny Hashem there also. But it's easier to see Yad Hashem. That's the special Hashkocha of Eretz Yisrael, especially, that's not on the sheet, but everybody knows, Dvarim Yudalid, Ki Ha'oretz Asher Ata Basham Al Rishto, Lo Ke'eretz Mitzrayim Hi, Asher Yatzata Misham, Asher Tizra Azaracha, Veshkita Baraglecha, Kigan Hayarak, Ba'oretz Asher Atem, Ovrim Misham Al Rishto, Eretz Harim Bukot, Limtar HaShamayim Tishtu Mayim. Unlike Mitzrayim, that you have the water there of the Nile, and right, everybody knows, heard this a million times, but this is mentioned in Chumash, in Dvarim, it's pointed out, you know what's so special about Eretz Yisrael? Limtar HaShamayim Tishtemai. Your rain is not there for you in the Nile. You're dependent on Shamayim, you're dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which, to sum things up, is summing up what the essence of Tefillah is relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the she'elo. They said Bakasha is the specific ask. What exactly you have in mind, you want your wish list of a specific item that you want. That's the Bakasha. Ami b'Bakasha si, I want the Jewish people to stay alive. Esther at that time wasn't, she wasn't worried about herself. She was in a good place. She didn't have to say anything. But she had a she'elo. Nafshi b'sheila, see, there's something bothering me. I'm disturbed. I want a response. It's not about the specific item that I'm going to get. I want to interact with you. Rosh Hashanah said a very beautiful idea. I don't know if anyone said anywhere else. Let me know. I made a connection between sheila as asking a question and sheila as in borrowing. The common denominator between them is when you want to borrow something, it means you're missing something. I'm missing. My lawn is overgrown and I don't have a lawnmower. Can I borrow your lawnmower? I'm missing something, so I want to borrow from someone else. And she'ela also, she'ela means, I have a question. I'm missing something. Something that I am chaser. Something that I'm missing. And here, again, we're talking about the relationship. Sheila's Ksham, the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asking for rain because we want to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to see that we find favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. That it's almost the, it's the indicator. The thing that we need is the indicator of the relationship. Right? It's more about the relationship than it is of the specifics. Especially these days, you know, you hear more and more about all kinds of modern technology that can end up shipping in water from Turkey or whatever it is. They say it very nice. That's nice. It's sweet. But it doesn't touch upon the essence. We want to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is smiling upon us. I heard this from Rav Amital, and Yeshiva said that Rav Shlomo Zalman used to walk. I don't know if anyone has seen it in any books or written about Rav Shlomo Zalman in the rain. Someone was walking with Rav Shlomo Zalman, it started to rain, and someone held up an umbrella on top of Rav Shlomo Zalman. He pushed away the umbrella. He says, "I want to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu smiling on my head and on my right arm, falling on me. I want to feel the smile of HaKadosh Baruch Hu." I'm sure there were times he wore a raincoat also. I'm sure there were times he used an umbrella. It doesn't mean that you should go and get soaked and then get sick. The point is, you hear the point. Right? I think this is, Rav Binyamin Halevi would say, you understand at this point, right? So, Zema Sheratzinu Lev'er, maybe one more minute I can... take another minute or two, and you'll still have a break before you hear Bezat Hashem from Rav Michelle. Is to realize that in Tefillah, and Tefillah for Geshem, and Tefillah B'chal, what we're doing in connect. See the next the Psukim. And Yom Sheni Vayomer Elokim Yira Kiyah B'Docha Mayim VeYimavdil Ben Mayim LeMayim VeYasal Elokim Asar Kiyah VeYavdil Ben Mayim Asher Mitachas LeRakiyah UBen Mayim Asher Me'al RaKiyah VeYikra Elokim LeRakiyah Shemayim VeYerev VeBoker Yom Sheni. And everybody knows on the second day it doesn't say Tov. A couple of different reasons mentioned. The Medrash Rabba says Lama In Ksiv Basheni Ki Tov Rabbi Yochanan Tani Lo B'Shem Rabbi Yosi Bar Chalafta Shebo Nivra Gehenim. Of Chanina Omer Shabo Nifret Machlokes Shenemar VeYimavdil Ben Mayim LaMayim. The first split that we find in creation, separation, is on Yom Sheni. And when there's separation, it's not Tov. It's not good. Machlokes is not good. Right? The Eish of Gehenim comes from people pulling in different directions. There's no Tov. Is separation between Shemayim and Aretz is lo tov. A Jew is here in the world to be a connector, right? How do we halacha is built on the mechaber, right? It starts with the Shulchan Aruch is the mechaber, connecting. We're supposed to be connectors, connecting Shemayim va'aretz. That's what a Jew is, and this is, they said, the essence of tefillah. Tefillah is connecting Shemayim va'aretz. In Talmud Torah, we're understanding, we're thinking, we're gaining a deeper understanding of Hashem, of Hashem's world. But connecting, a direct line, a pipeline, connecting, we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're supposed to be listening also, connecting, hearing. That line of connection, that is tefillah. Chibur Shamayim Va'aretz. Lo Tov Heyot Adam Levado. That's not good. And therefore, Kacha, if Moshe Shapiro finished up these words, Lo Tov Heyot Adam Levado. Therefore, at the right time, not right, not necessarily Benes Manim Sukkis of Tav Shanayim Tes. But at the right time, so you find your Ezer Kenegdo. At the right time, you find your Ezer Kenegdo. Because Lo Tov, so you find, you're not alone. You find someone, your soulmate, that you'll, right? You will take you out of that status of lo tov. Here too, right? Machlokas, Yom Sheni, separation between Shamayim Va'aretz is also lo tov, no tov. What we're meant to do something about. What we're meant to do about it is tefillah. What we're meant to do about it, connect shamayim va'aretz in everything that we're doing in any way possible. And Be'ezrat Hashem, al yedei zeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mashpia, his tremendous abundance, his shefa of bracha, and we should see gishmei bracha soon, Be'ezrat Hashem, and see that place where Adam Harishon was created from, makom kaparoso, Adam mimakom kaparoso nivra, man being created from the water that comes through to the world only through tefillah, and the earth that on that place, the makom mizbeach, which enables man to continue to exist. We should see that mizbeach be'ezrat Hashem built very soon, bekarav yamenu bebinyan bayis shlishi bekarav mamash.